Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel. We're live right now so you can be a part of the broadcast, so you can pose your question or seek direction for the tough issues of real life. If there's something you'd like to talk about, call now to our new call-in number, 844-32-BASIC. That's 844-32-BASIC, or the full number, 844-322-2742. Again, that full number, 844-322-2742. If you can't get something and jot down the number, take it down. It's our new permanent call-in number. I'll give it to you one more time, 844-32-BASIC, or the full number, 844-322-2742. You know, the Word of God reveals true freedom and life in Jesus Christ, and it intersects with your life every day. Now, here is Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. The Word of God does lead us to freedom in Christ, and so many people out there are in bondage, and bondage to emotions and pain and suffering and all of those things that we humans experience. I mean, we talked about yesterday the fact that in this world we're going to have tribulation. That was one of the things that Jesus said to his disciples. In this world we're going to have tribulations.
Absolutely.
Every single one of us goes through trials. We go through difficult circumstances. We go through adverse circumstances. That's just part of life. That's just part of being human. And with those adverse circumstances come emotions, negative emotions. We feel pain. We feel fear. We feel anger. We feel anxious. We feel self-pity. All of those emotions attach themselves to these adverse circumstances. Some of us can handle those at times better than others. Some go down into deep depression and despair. That's just part of being human. Interesting today that Yahoo offered an article about Wayne Brady. Wayne Brady is a comedian, and he had an interview with, Entertainment Tonight reporter, and they talked about depression. Here, Wayne Brady, a comedian, he's a funny guy, he's got a big smile on his face, he looks happy all the time, and yet for years he suffered silently this depression, and here's what he had to say about it. He said, some days you don't want to move, you can't move in the darkness. You're like, you know what, I'm just going to sit right here, I'm going to wallow in this, and as much as it hurts, I'm just going to sit right here because this is what I deserve because I am that horrible of a person.
Wow.
Man, that's the kind of thinking that we can get into that can trap us as a result of adverse circumstances. Finally, he sought some help, and I think he is on the right track. But that's why it's so vitally important for us to know truth, truth that will set us free. I mean, there are many people that are sitting by themselves in apartments, in dark rooms, feeling lonely, experiencing despair, experiencing depression, and they feel like no one cares. But the gospel tells us a different story, that there is someone who cares. His name is Jesus Christ. And we may be alone and isolated from other human beings, but if we know Jesus, we're never alone because he's always with us, and he has promised he will never leave us nor forsake us.
Absolutely.
And he can help us during those times of pain and suffering and distress. And if that's your story right now, we invite you to call. Be a part of today's broadcast. Let us point you to Jesus and the hope that you can have in him. Because if you're in pain, if you feel like you're in the darkness, you want a ray of light.
Yeah.
You want a measure of hope. Jesus Christ can give you that hope today. So call. Let's talk about it.
Absolutely. Well, this is Basic Gospel, and it's our first week in our brand new facility, and with the new broadcast center come new phone numbers. And again, the call-in number right now, 844-32-BASIC. That's 844-32-BASIC, or the phone number, 844-322-2742. We want to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher, Richard Piper. My name is Bob Davis. Thanks for joining us, everybody, and again, give us a call. We want to hear from you. We have an email question from Melissa, and she writes from Alberta, Canada. Says, hi there. First of all, I want to say thanks for the great ministry and the hard work you do to bring the true gospel to many people around the world. I was just wondering about the meaning of the number 666.
Family friends of ours are terrified about this point of changing their, to the point of changing their license plate because it had 666 on it. If you could share your thoughts on that, we would be much appreciative. Thank you. That's from Melissa and Tabor, Alberta.
Well, you may not think it, but that question really ties into our subject matter. Here is somebody that has just dived into fear. In terror because they feel like 666 is on a license plate that might identify them as associated with Satan, and they're going to lose their salvation or they're going to end up in hell eternally. And fear can be a huge part of depression. And we have to know truth. If you're a child of God, you're marked out by the Holy Spirit. God looks down and he sees you as belonging to him. You've been sealed by the Spirit of God. You've been marked out by God. So wrath, all of that thing, all of those things that we're so frightened of in the book of Revelation, those things aren't going to happen to us. Why? Because we've been saved by Jesus from the wrath to come. 666 is just the number of man. It's the number of evil. There has been all sorts of speculation on that as to who it is. Some folks look back in time and they say it's Nero, that he represented that number. Others look to modern day people and say they represent that number. But here's the good news. If you're in Christ, you don't have to worry. Yeah. You've been marked out by the Holy Spirit. You belong to Christ Jesus. He has purchased you by his shed blood. You can count on the fact that when you die, you're going to be absent from the body and present with him. Or if you're alive when Jesus returns, you can count on the fact that he's coming to get you.
Yes,
that's
it,
good news, isn't
yes,
it?
Indeed.
And that's truth that will set you free,
indeed.
Free from that fear that all of these thoughts can produce inside of you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, again, you tuned in to Basic Gospel, and we want to hear from you. If you have something you'd like to have us address, well, give us a call, 844-32-BASIC. That's 844-32-BASIC or 844-322-2742.
Let's go to Simsbury, Connecticut, and talk with Samuel. Hi, Samuel. You're on the air.
Hi, everybody. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. Awfully nice to hear from you today.
Yes, I usually call you from New Britain, but I'm in Simsbury today, so I was calling you listening to the live stream cast. I really owe you guys this testimony because I've benefited from this ministry so much, and I thank God for that. I remember, just like you were describing, fear, and I was living in fear, especially around tithing, and when I was struggling to tithe, and I got to a point where I said, Lord, this does not make sense to me because I feel like I'm supposed to be doing this because it's written in your word, it's written in the Bible, but I'm struggling to do it. Why should I be struggling to obey your word? And then one podcast, I think it was a live program, and then somebody called and said, my pastor's always talking about tithing. And then at that moment, you guys put it in the simplest form ever, describing the difference between the old and the new covenant, and that was a light bulb for me. That just goes on, and from then on, I mean, I you guys did it for me by the grace of God. And I think I really owed you this testimony, and because I got to a point where even from the pulpit I would hear something like, you know, if you're not tithing, then you're not a Christian, and that was God testing my faith and telling me, is this true? You know, what you heard, is this true? And I was like, no, this can't be true. This cannot be true.
Well, Samuel, we certainly appreciate you calling in and sharing that testimony with us today. And believe it or not, that whole issue of tithing is the root of many depressed people out there. That's what they're struggling with, and they're afraid if they don't tithe that God is going to curse them, and so they live in fear that that curse is going to come at any moment. They may lose a job. There's going to be a financial reversal. Something horrible is going to happen with the family, and if you keep thinking those sort of thoughts, those thoughts are going to produce fearful emotions. Pretty soon you're going to get angry at yourself, angry at God. From there, you're going to go down into self-pity. Woe is me. You know, I'll never be blessed by God. I'm always going to struggle. And that can lead to depression. That's how we get to those depressed states, when we think erroneous thoughts like that. And when we allow those thoughts to rev up those emotions, and those emotions, you know, stay at a very intense level for a long period of time. So we have to come to grips with the fact that God loves us whether we give anything or we don't give anything.
Amen.
I mean, that's the good news of the gospel. God saves us by grace through faith. It's not of ourselves. It's the gift of God. So no one earns salvation. No one merits God's favor. He just gives it to us. And it's that grace that can work inside of us to move us to give of our resources. And when God's grace is the source of our giving, then the giving is done with joy, not out of a sense of obligation.
Amen.
Well, what a testimony, Samuel.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. We certainly appreciate your call. Thanks for the encouragement. Thanks for the great testimony. And you keep growing in grace, my friend.
And your calls like this are very encouraging to us. So thank you again, Samuel.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you, gentlemen. You do the same. Thank you.
Okay.
844-32-BASIC or 844-322-2742. This is Basic Gospel. Plenty of open lines. Want to hear from you.
Let's go to Beth in New York, New York, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Beth.
Hi, guys. How are you today?
Doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much. I was actually calling because I just wanted to share a personal experience based on your topic of discussion today. What feels like 100 years ago, I was also someone suffering with depression and anxiety and panic attacks. And I was actually, ironically, a new believer at the time, and this kind of came on shortly after that. I had been in therapy also at the time, and it seemed to just get worse for me and not better. And it was a very painful time. I was fearful of everything. I was afraid of everything, afraid to be by myself, afraid to... I wasn't afraid to leave the house, but it almost felt like that sometimes. I was just so fearful of everything, and I would have these panic attacks, and they could come at any time, so I didn't feel safe anywhere. And it was just such a painful time. So needless to say, I really was at a point where I didn't know where to go, what to do, because I had already been in counseling, and I wasn't feeling like I was getting any help there. And as a new believer, I had some wonderful people point me to some very good books, obviously the Bible being the big one, but other books like Battlefield of the Mind and Hind Feet on High Places. And I just saturated myself with these words and the Word of God. And I can honestly tell you that that is the only reason that I don't suffer from that anymore. And to hear the beautiful words that God was speaking to me, I know He pulled me right out of that pit and brought me to where I am now, which is not someone that doesn't ever worry or get upset, but I can pull myself out of that bad thinking place, because it's all in the head, and knowing that God loves me and doesn't want me to feel like that and doesn't want me to suffer like that, and it saved me twice.
Truth sets you free, Beth. That's
really did, and yeah. It was just wonderful, and I plead with anyone that is suffering with this. I know how it feels as a firsthand, you know, experience of my own. And I just know that after I read, and there are so many things I could say, but the bottom line for me is that I never felt a peace like that in my life. And when I came out of that, and I've never felt a peace like that from anything. I know it wasn't from me, because look what I was doing to myself. It was just wonderful. So I just plead with anyone that's struggling with this to please consider opening the Bible and reading God's word. He wants to talk to you in so many ways.
And Beth, just a point of clarification, you didn't get out of that mess overnight.
It was a process, wasn't it?
It was
a process, but you know what? It wasn't as long as the suffering was.
Well, there you go. I mean, I tweeted this yesterday. There's no possible way to break free from all the emotional baggage we carry apart from the renewing of the mind. And really, Beth, that's what your testimony is all about, that truth started to renew that mind of yours and change your thinking so that your thoughts could be God's thoughts. And that's where the freedom and the peace came from. So Beth, thank you for sharing that today. And I'm sure it's going to be just a light of hope to many people listening. And if you're experiencing depression or anxiety or any of those negative emotions, let Beth's testimony be an encouragement to you today.
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Beth.
Well, thank you. Thank you for calling. We sure appreciate it.
Want to give the number once again, 844-32-BASIC. We'd love to hear from you on this edition. Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer. My name is Bob Davis, and thank you for joining us again. 844-32-BASIC or 844-322-2742.
Let's go to Steve listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Steve.
How you doing today? Thanks for taking my call.
You're more than welcome, my friend. What's on your mind?
All right. I just wanted to say that from 2007 to about 2012, I was injured at work, and I started taking medications that the doctors were giving me, and it just really turned my life upside down. I really became like an addict on them. It was ruining my life, and I was serious depression. I mean,
were these medications for depression, or?
No, these were medications. I broke my pelvis,
Okay. Some
of my back. I broke my ankles. You know, these were painkillers and muscle relaxers and whatnot. And they were really ruining my life with my family. You know, I was putting them through a great deal. They were always worrying about me, checking on me. And I guess I was selfish because I kept doing it. And finally, one day, I just woke up and I said, you know, I'm going to die if I don't stop this. And literally, I drove myself to the hospital and I admitted myself. But it felt like the Holy Spirit drove me there, because that day I took so much medication, I don't know how I didn't kill myself. And so I'm very grateful to God about that, because I'm a completely different person today. I mean, I work full time. I've been working for 2 years straight now. And I mean, I have three different cars. I live on my own now. So everything is way different. The only thing is that's bothering me now is that I'm a musician, and that's what I usually do after work. I play with my dog, or I play the guitar, and I'm just really afraid that I'm idolizing it. You think there's a problem with that?
Well, Steve, you know, idolatry is the worship of something other than God himself. That's when idolatry comes into play. You know, music is a wonderful thing. I think it's one of those great gifts that God has given to mankind. And to be able to play an instrument or to listen to beautiful music, there's something about it that can be very soothing to the soul. But if you are depending upon that over and above depending upon the Lord Jesus Christ, then you can make it into an idol. But I don't hear that from you, Steve. I hear that you've trusted the Lord, that the Holy Spirit, you know, you recognize the Holy Spirit's role in your life and getting you help and being your counselor. So I would just let your music help get your eyes on the Lord. And I think that's what it does. I know, Richard, you love music, and there are many times where you sit and play the piano and just for relaxation.
Yep.
And
back in the bad old days, playing the piano kept me sane. I could let the emotions out. Today, I do very similar to what you do. I mean, there are times when I'll just sit down and play for an hour at a time. You know, it's relaxing. Mm-hmm. It's praising God. I can tell you the kinds of things I've played over the years change. I almost exclusively play, you know, praise music now. And it's just things that, you know, the words of the songs take you to a place of faith and trust, and the music is relaxing or edifying or joyous. It's one of the things that the Spirit has given me, and I think the Spirit has given you as a coping mechanism. And there's nothing wrong with coping mechanisms. It's a way to get our minds off of ourselves, off of our problems, and on Jesus. And when that's the case, it's a great thing.
Well, I agree with you, because those days when I was by myself and I was vomiting and everything was just bad in my life, the guitar would definitely just calm me down. I would play songs that, you know, we went to church when I was a kid, and I remembered the lyrics to certain songs. And I just don't want to be getting myself into any other trouble. But I'm not playing. I'm playing jazz. I'm playing some blues. And I just know that I'm not going to lie to myself.
Yes.
I just know I do it a whole lot.
The big deal with music is to not make your identity that of a musician. Your identity is a child of God who has been gifted with music. That's a very different thing. And if you keep your identity in the right place, you're going to be all right.
Okay, well, thank you so much, and God bless you guys.
You're welcome, Steve. Yeah, Let me put you on hold, and we'll send you some materials. We're going to send you a Bible study guide called the A New Covenant Journey, and I think that will really help you get grounded in who you are in Christ. So let me put you on hold, and we'll send that to you. Okay, Steve? You hang on.
Okie dokie. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Well, let's go to Texas and talk with Sylvia, listening to us on KCTA. Hi, Sylvia.
Hi. I am so glad to have the opportunity to speak today, because I heard the lady, I believe that she was the first one to call in today.
Yes, ma'am.
And I can so relate to her. And even though, yes, I'm 71, and I just moved from into a relatively small town from where I was living before. But ever since I was in my early 20s, I was diagnosed with being bipolar. And so now I know all the signs, but it's been difficult. Just making this move to be closer to one of my relatives has been a big challenge for me. However, even right now, I know that for over a month now, I've been going through a breakdown. I just know that the Lord, I know I can look back on my life, and when I see all the things that the Lord has brought me through, that just encourages me to keep going no matter what.
Well, he's never going to let you down, Sylvia, and I think that's why it's so important to look back and to see the hand of God in your life. That will enable you to look for his kindness and his goodness right now at this present moment. And Sylvia, I so appreciate you calling in today. Can I just pray for you?
Oh, certainly.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for Sylvia, and thank you that you are alive living inside of her, that she's never alone. And that as she goes through this transition, this change, that you would guard her heart and her mind, that you would give her the peace that passes all understanding. We pray these things in Christ's matchless name. Amen.
Amen. And that's another thing that I prayed for here just recently, for the peace that passes all understanding.
Yeah.
I am
You keep praying for that, and you read Philippians chapter 4. I think that's going to be a great encouragement. Let me put you on hold. We'll send some information to you, okay?
Thanks, Sylvia. Fred, since we enter the home stretch of the year, Basic Gospel needs your help to keep the good news of the love, grace, and life of the Lord Jesus Christ on the air every day. And from the responses we've received, it's evident that the Lord is working through this ministry to make a difference in people's lives. And that, of course, is why we are here every day. And if you have found answers to your questions, if you've heard truth that has set you on a new spiritually guided path, if you found this broadcast as a safety valve for the frustrations of life, well, that's why we ask your support of this ministry. Please help us today with a generous gift to Basic Gospel. You'll find the support link in the header at basicgospel.net. Or speak with our operator at 844-412-2742. Again, that's 844-412-2742. We hope to hear from you today. Well, thanks for joining us, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to be with us again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.